here, but hopefully they'll be back next week. I'll be back.
Blue. don't kill me, they will fill me through and through. The woman I love don't know what to do.
My mama died and my daddy got drunk. He left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road. I grew up in a rusty shack. All I owned was a hanging on my back. Lord knows how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road, but it's home, yeah. The only life I'd ever known. But the Lord Tobacco Road. I'll save my money, get rich, I know, bring it back to Tobacco Road. Bring dynamite and a crane, blow it up and start all over again. I'll build a town, be proud to show, and keep the name Tobacco Road, 'cause it's home, yeah. The only life I've ever known. I despise you 'cause you're filthy, but I love you 'cause you're home. Tobacco Road, Tobacco Road, you're dirty and you're filthy, Tobacco Road.
a man feels. What a day. I'm sure that I'm not a man in me. Try buy anything, darling. That'll be all day to win a Christmas tree.
What you do? Well, I'll wrap it all right. I could. Everything I did, you know, it didn't do me no good. Miss Bobby Kane, do you think you're doing me right? Now you go off every day, baby, and still you want to
within 6 feet of ground. I am the back door man. I am the back door man. Well, the men don't know, but the little girls, they understand.
My cable, and I'm having problems with Little Hiss Muffet's microphone. Give me a second here. Someone keeps messing with the mixer. Yeah, I know.
Do another. Oh.
Oh, someone flipped them. It's supposed to be 1, 2, 3. That's obviously not 3. Keep talking. I want to figure out which one it is.
DJ Little Hiss Muffet.
That's 4.
And you are listening to Beyond All Limits on Radio Valencia.
Yes.
With DJ Doug. In the beautiful Mission District of San Francisco, California.
Yeah, Earth. Next to the makeout room.
Next to the makeout room, which is closed tonight.
Yeah.
It's been periodically open on Mondays, but...
Yeah, I don't mind. I like when it's closed. It's nice and quiet. Relaxing.
I don't know. I have, like, mixed feelings. I kind of... Like, it's kind of nice when it's open because kind of reminds me of the days when pre-pandemic and Mission was a little more lively.
Things were open.
But I also don't miss drunk people stumbling in here, either thinking it's the makeout room or just being like, what's this?
Yes.
So, you know.
That's true.
I feel like most things in life, it's not necessarily a black and white scenario. There's shades of gray. Nothing is black and white. Everything is shades of gray.
Pretty much.
Sorry, I'm getting too deep. It's too early for the show.
So once you die, then that's black. It's black and white.
Speaking of getting too deep, it's TJ Doug.
Thank you. That's what I do. Anyway, yes, we're with you till midnight. John Hell's rerun was good.
It was good.
And hope you enjoyed our rerun last week.
Yeah, he played, well, I haven't played Sunhouse yet, but his rerun had Sunhouse, and I'm going to play some Sunhouse too. So it's fortuitous that his rerun was a little bit channeling what we got going on tonight. So
Yeah.
Worked out. And prior to that, we had Black on Black on Black.
I didn't get to listen to that show today.
Yeah, heard some spooky Halloween, some Eartha Kitt, so I Want to Be Evil, which is great to get us into the spooky mood.
Yes.
I'm saving my Halloween wad for next week, but...
it starts off with a little, like, hint at Halloween next week.
Yes.
Hint.
Yes. Well, do you want to...
should we go back?
Go way back to... 54 minutes ago, how we started our show.
If we go the other way, we were just listening to Backdoor Man by Willie Dixon.
Oh, yeah.
I Am Blues. I Am the Blues, something like that. I might have written it wrong. I typed that one in.
I don't know. That was your song. I always forget that. I don't know why, even though I've been doing this like 3 years, I still forget that, like, you start with the most recent and go back to the beginning.
Well, some people do it the other way.
Yeah.
But I think most...
I kind of feel like the standard is more like you start with the most recent and go back to the beginning, but just for whatever my weird brain...
Well, for me, if I listen to a lot of radio, and if I just tuned in and I want to hear what that song is, when it cuts to the mic break at that moment, I'm mad if I have to sit through a bunch of songs
totally,
that I just heard.
Totally.
That's how I see it.
I understand the logic there. Yes.
Yeah, it works with radio.
Yeah, I'm not disputing the logic. I just, I guess, I don't know. Just the way my brain organizes itself is like, start with the beginning.
Yeah.
Instead of going backwards. But I guess, that is a very valid point.
It's just for that one song that really...
Listenership.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, if I tuned in 10 minutes ago, I'm not going to know what I heard 54 minutes ago. So what's the point?
Yeah. 54 minutes ago. That was like six lifetimes ago.
Yes. Yes. before Willie Dixon, Smokestack Lightning from Howlin' Wolf.
Howlin' Wolf.
Like, cool. You got like a dual Smokestack Lightning record there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That thick was cardboard. It's...
that was a cute gatefold.
It's like a half inch.
Gatefold one. I think I got that... I got it used, but it's in
near good shape.
Yeah, it's in like near mint condition.
Pretty
I think
blue
I got it for
records.
Like $30 for double LP. Wow. Not too shabby, you know? And yeah, it's on like that kind of, I would call it a cerulean color vinyl, you know?
Yeah.
Cause you know my feelings about color vinyl, but if it's a darker color vinyl, then it still makes it a little bit easier to see the grooves. Cause another point that I made with the color vinyl is it's hard to see when it needs to be cleaned.
Yes.
Like if it's a lighter vinyl or like a lighter, like a milky color vinyl. But if it's a darker, either clear or opaque, but just a darker color, it's much easier to tell if there's scuffs or scratches, like if you're looking at a used one and or if it just needs to be cleaned. So.
Well, I think I've seen that color blue before on this weird solo organ record.
Yeah, anyway. It's a pretty one. I know.
The same
it's
blue.
Like a lot of people like get. I mean, I don't know. And like, I can understand the. I mean, yeah, color vinyl. Yeah, it's fun, but but there's. I feel like there's not fun logistical things to be considered.
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Jonesy,
I'm sorry to shit on color.
Jonesy
vinyl,
would agree with you.
Yeah.
On this note, too. Side note, my favorite New Jersey DJ Glenn Jones, also known as Jonesy. Heard he was feeling something last few weeks. He had some illness, and I think he's getting over it. But, you know, giving out positive music vibes to Jonesy out there.
I did not get that news flash about Jonesy, but...
hopefully nothing major. He's being very coy about it on the radio.
Yeah, well, whatever he is going through, I wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, music is healing.
It is.
To a point.
It is, and,
All right, now... not to not be serious again. before that, let's see, we had I Was a Fool, Elmore James, Robesto of LP.
Elmore James, yeah. That was a garage sale score, actually. And it was weird. So when I played it just now, I was telling DJ Doug, I was like, crap, I think it's a little warped, but I don't remember it being warped last time I played
it. Sounded
so
though.
No, well, because I first was going to play like the first song, and I think it was a little too warped to play the first song. So, but then when I went to the second song, when I queued the second song, it was playable.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's always been that way, and I just didn't notice, or maybe it plays better on my player at home, or I mean, like I don't know how it could have gotten warped at home, but
I suppose you just don't notice too.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Things happen. But yeah, I don't know. And then of course that went into a, should Doug and I invest in a de-warping device? But that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, it's another bag of
worms.
Does
anyone have one? Do they like it? Is it worth the money?
I've never seen one of those at a thrift store, that's for sure.
Oh my god, I'm sure they get scooped up. I don't know if they would get scooped up really quickly, because that's kind of a niche thing.
Yeah, it almost looks like in a, one of those. There's like those drying machines for like film prints. It almost looks like one of those too.
Oh,
so no,
I know.
Know what it is.
I would not know what that looked like if I tripped over it on the street.
I just mean it could look like something else. So
okay, yeah, I don't know, but yeah, like I said, does anyone have one? Has used one? Know the deal?
Let us know.
Is it worth the money? I would love to hear thoughts and feelings.
Yes, same here.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Let's see. What else were we? Where were we at?
Elmore James.
For that.
Aside from that being warped, it's a great.
Oh, it sounds great.
it's a great record.
Didn't sound it. For that, the great B.B. King, Miss Martha King, from the Rarest King. There's a lot of King in that title.
Oh, yeah,
there.
I know. But you know, a classic, and I mean, raising that classic blues question, I will pose this to the floor, like. Do you prefer your blues plugged or unplugged, DJ Doug? Or do you have a preference?
I kind of like a